In this session, we want to think a little more carefully about how people in a culture think about right and wrong, and how those categories fit in with a distinctly Christian ethic. So I want you to think about conversations that you've had with your friends or coworkers or neighbors about moral issues. Think about if you've had maybe a discussion about a specific moral issue with somebody who has a very different worldview than you do. Somebody who's not coming to this from a distinctly Christian worldview. Think about the discussion you had with them, your disagreement about the issue, and then how they thought differently about right and wrong than you do. It may be that they espouse a notion that's fairly widespread in our culture that, well, I just think we ought to be able to make up our own moral rules for ourselves. And think about how you would respond to something like that. Here's what we want to do with our time in these next few minutes is to think about not only about how we would evaluate someone's position on a particular issue, but how we would assess the way they got to that position, the way they think about right and wrong in general. That's, I think, the more important question that we have to deal with. And that's often the question that leads to deeper conversations about God and about the message of salvation. So we're going to go back to the categories we introduced just briefly in chapter 1 and look in a little bit more detail at each of these ways in which people think about right and wrong in our culture. This is, I think, particularly relevant if we're in a time period where there's a lot of public discussion about particular moral issues, say, for example, during presidential campaigns, or when there are particular moral issues that are explicitly in the news. So the first of these is what we call deontological ethics. This is a morality that's based on principles where behaviors are inherently right or wrong, based on their adherence to to particular principles. What I might ask you to do here at this point would be to shut off the video for just a moment and think hard about an example that you could come up with of a particular issue that's being debated on deontological grounds. Give me a specific example of deontological reasoning at work. Right? If you have to take a few minutes to do that, go for it. But if you can give me an example of this, then I'll know that you really understand what this type of reasoning is about. Let me suggest that one of the clearest issues that are debated on deontological grounds today is the issue of abortion. Both the pro-choice and the pro-life side are committed to moral principles that undergird their position. The pro-life side clearly is committed to the principle of the sanctity of life of the unborn, that all of human life is sacred, grounded ultimately, we would say, by the notion of human beings being made in the image of God. But on the pro-choice side, too, there's an equally passionate commitment to moral principles. It's just a different one. The principle of the pro-choice side holds to...